sponsor it.
Yeah, I got a copy of it.
Well, I was going to make copies of it.
Call us to order at this time, the second special session of the Fifth Osage Nation Conference. It's a very beautiful day, July 18th, 10 o'clock. Thank you one and all for being here. Going to begin on our agenda with a prayer. I'm going to ask Congressman Baker to render.
Be an honor to you. Send thoughts of our content and thoughts of our content, you know. Papa Kaha, he is our Hawanaki, Father Conda. They are what to say about it. Was Josie Nika, she walked by the car. Was Josie Nika, she walked there for Father Conda. Kahika, who walked with Father Kistomai, Walida Lalikomba, Fakemi Lalakomba. Dikazi Apa, no Nikasi, no Fakemi Lalakomba, Sekino Fakemi Lalakomba. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for all the blessings you've given our people through the ages, through the centuries. You've led us into the modern times, Heavenly Father. You've always been there to guide us. We're going to ask for your guidance again as we go into the future.
Yeah.
Give us the strength and the courage and knowledge and wisdom that you gave our old leaders of the past, the old chiefs that brought us this far. We're going to ask you to be here as we go further into the future for our people, making decisions that's going to affect future generations unborn. We want you to bless our elders, the children, and our service members who are overseas. Bring them safe back home to their families. We want you to thank just all the blessings that you've given us, Heavenly Father, and we give you all the praise and glory. You say we have some Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Baker. Next is roll call. I have roll call for our presence, please.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Mason.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
Okay, thank you. I will acknowledge that Congresswoman Bufflehead called in and is in a bit of a delay. We'll be here as soon as she can make it. Number three on our agenda on this very special day is the executive message by our principal chief, Jeffrey Standing Bear, inviting Chief Standing Bear to please come forward and share with us your message.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, and to you and members of the Fifth Osage Congress. The amended proclamation has several important items to consider. First, the opposition to Eagle Tang proposed rule. This resolution would voice the Congress' formal opposition to a proposed rule by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service increasing the number of eagles in the rule that may be injured or killed with an approved eagle tank permit. We have supported the comments submitted by Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and provided a draft of this proposed resolution to them for submission, which they have actually accomplished. Second, Blue Stem Ranch Eagle Trust application. The resolution to place the Blue Stem Ranch into trust for non-gaming purposes is needed for the notice to local governments of the filing of the deed of trust application. The nation's attorneys on this matter have advised that although the resolution is not formally required by the federal regulations for the deed of trust process, It has become a practice of the Eastern Oklahoma Regional Office of the DIA for the resolution to be referenced in the notice to local governments. The DIA sends the notice, and federal time periods allow for objections to be filed within prescribed limits. This matter is time-sensitive. The Osage Nation is living with a disestablished reservation. Ever since the United States Supreme Court let the language of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals stand in 2010, case of Osage Nation versus Irby, the Osage Nation and mineral estate have been under constant threat from the Oklahoma Attorney General, from the Oklahoma Water Resource Board, and from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Both the current state senator and state representative have joined in statements of the Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor supporting the takeover of our mineral estate by the state regulatory powers. That was less than 18 months ago. They are relying on the written law by the federal courts, which says, and I quote, "The pivotal issue is whether the nation's reservation has been disestablished. Because we agree that the Osage Nation has been disestablished, we affirm the trial court's decision." The federal law does recognize a way back. That is to have a new federal act which reserves land for the use and for the benefit of the Osage Nation. Osage Reservation means reserved for the Osage Nation. Once we again have reservation land, the reestablishment of federal and Osage law pushes aside the law, regulations, and taxes of the state of Oklahoma and Osage County. These 43,000 acres will once again be Indian country, and it is a good start back and a good start to the future. This is sovereignty. Third, we have the 2016-2017 scholarship funding levels. This bill will establish the funding priorities in accordance with the 2016-2017 Scholarships Policies and Procedures Student Handbook. I believe the Education Committee will be taking that up immediately after session, and Trevor Piercy will be presenting on behalf of the administration, assisted by the other staff. Fourth, we have the BIA Self-Governance Compact. The great misconception at Osage is that a compact is required for Osage Nation to include minerals or probate in the self-governance program. It is not. A compact is to formalize the government-to-government relationship between the Osage government and the federal government. Osage Nation has been a self-governance tribe since 2006, and the multi-year funding agreement, known as the MIFA, has been a recognized executive function since this government was established in 2006. Probate funding and minerals funding were offered by the BIA to executive to be included in last year's MIFA, but I said thanks but no thanks. I told Superintendent Phillips what I thought was obvious to everyone. Even though the Osage Nation may legally include minerals funding, we should defer to the Osage Minerals Council as a matter of courtesy. As for probate funding, I worked with that office for 35 years as an attorney. And I can tell you, we are not ready, and I do not see us taking that funding for several years. The Osage Nation is the only recognized self-governance tribe in the United States without a formal compact agreement, according to our self-governance office. Minerals or probate funding is just another lineup of funding, along with law enforcement and the many other programs we already receive funding for. We are adding real estate services to our BIA negotiations with or without a compact. With a compact, Osage Nation will be able to take full advantage of the other program money available in other parts of the Department of Interior, such as water rights, fish and wildlife funding, and other funding. Osage Nation self-governance consultant Carol Nuttall and the head of the Osage Nation self-governance office, Candy Thomas, will be making a presentation on this too. They are both very knowledgeable. Fifth, the Cultural Division supplemental appropriation consists of two grants. One is called, they've been awarded to the Historic Preservation Office, and they must, as you know, must be appropriated. One is called a MICA 2 grant. It was awarded through mitigation with the railroads and supports removal of the house from the Sugarloaf Mound in St. Louis. The second is the NPS grant. The nation recently obtained status to establish position of Tribal Historic Preservation Officer under Section 101D2 of the National Historic Preservation Act. This act allows tribes to assume responsibilities of the state historical preservation officer on tribal lands. Obtaining the status allows us to be awarded funding from the National Park Service to aid the Historical Preservation Office, the Tribal Historical Preservation Office, in protecting our cultural resources. Six, the accounting policy amendments. This is the requested change to two policies that were made last HUMPA session, which were left in committee under the fourth Congress. First is a cash disbursement and approval levels. We are told it would make the executive branch policy consistent with the legislative and judicial branch by allowing the principal chief to set the signature authority level for the executive branch. The legislative and judicial branches already have that authority. And as many of you know, I like to delegate as much as possible. And we have certain funding levels which different persons within the executive branch are authorized before it gets to the chief's office. I would like to keep pushing those authorities to the responsible offices as much as possible instead of them just being sent to the principal chief's signature, although we will retain for large purchases as we go through the various processes for approval. I will sign those, but only after I have the signature authority from the treasurer and legal review where applicable. That's how we do things. And then B, on procurement, removes the procedures from the policy, but still requires procedures be aligned with federal acquisition regulations, as they say, the FAR, F-A-R, and Osage law. The slowness of the Osage Nation government in action is in a great part due to the existing confusion, or I call them confusing and cumbersome procurement policies. We need policies which are in line with at least those of the federal government. And for any of you who have experienced an authorized request to process something, I can tell you that we have a lot of people that are really working really hard to meet the requirements of timetables, but our own policies get in our way. Even though we're legal in every other respect, some of these requirements just are outdated. So those will be explained more to you by the treasurer and I believe Tammy Reaper's office. So with that, I believe I've concluded my opening remarks, Mr. Speaker. And I thank you all for your time, and my staff will be working with you on these six items.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is a legislative message by myself.
I would like to address Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief Redcorn, members of this 5th Osage Nation Congress, and those listening in. I'm honored to be here in this chamber as a member of this very important body of government. As Speaker, I will do my best for this Congress, this government, and our Osage people. I appreciate the opportunity to have witnessed and been a part of and experienced the growing pains of this relatively new government. I reflect back into our short history, remembering those early congressional members, former speakers, former chiefs and assistant chiefs, and the many who served on boards and commissions, and I thank all for their past contributions, services, and acknowledgement of the oath which we all have taken. All have done their best to serve our Osage people in the most creative, exciting, legal, complete, extraordinary, unique, peculiar, and sincere accomplishments of the business at hand. As I look about and see you, my colleagues, including the chief and assistant chief, I see veteran, upperclassmen, senior level tribal leaders. Our government is in the hands of responsible, seasoned politicians, servants to our people. Our expressions, thoughts, and prayers to our Father God for His divine guidance is from our hearts and our Osage being. We are here to try and make things better for our people. I want to share a statement which I recently heard in a speech by another tribe's leader just last week, in which he said, "A nation that cannot feed itself is not sovereign." That statement remains with me today as I wonder what exactly is the food our Osage people need to improve their quality of life. How do we in this government make a better standard, a better quality of life for our people? We are a problem-solving Congress. We are sincere in our elected positions to make important decisions which are forthcoming and need to be done in a quick fashion in this called special session. I think a functional government has room for disagreements which allows question, discovery, accuracy, negotiation, communication, openness, leading toward positive, responsible outcomes. We have a desire to earn the trust of our Osage people. We shall begin in just a few minutes exercising our congressional duties and obligations in addressing the call made by our chief. We have congressional business to conduct. questions to ask for clarity leading to making good decisions. We will most probably lobby one another, agree and disagree, negotiate and communicate, seek input from our constituents, colleagues, and outside experts when necessary. All of this is on our watch. We will not delay, however, we will exercise our due diligence to reach fair and just decisions, and do so with respect, integrity, honor, and dignity, while we contemplate the nation's business brought to us at this time. We will go through this legislative process with malice to no one, and do so with open minds and Osage hearts, as we wish, desire, and pray that the final decision and votes will indeed be for the betterment of our nation and our people. So as we look to the completion of FY 2016 and its financial challenges, and we look forward to FY 2017, let us not forget our elders, our infants, our children and their parents, our students at all levels of education, our grandparents and great-grandparents, our people in harsh circumstances, our people addicted to substances and abuse, our families with special needs, and the safety of the family members, our veterans, our people with medical needs, our people involved in our cultural ways and life, our people grieving the loss of a loved one, our people living outside the traditional boundaries once called the Osage Reservation, living in other states, our homeless, our orphans. Some of our people are wealthy, some have moderate incomes, and some are below poverty levels. We are here to serve all of you, our Osage people. In closing, I address all of you that are listening in. Let us, as your congressmen and congresswomen, know your thoughts, wishes, and needs. Let us know your compliments and your complaints. We are elected by you to serve you. We belong to you. Telephone us, email us, or connect with us however you wish. Members of Congress, let us proceed with the day. Kapunan. Next on our agenda is number 5, is introductions of bills and resolutions, and we have none. Number 6 is bills and resolutions on first reading.
Morning, Speaker, members of Congress, people in the gallery. I'm reading an ONCA 1674. It's an act to authorize funding levels for higher education scholarships paid out of the Higher Education Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. You will recall that this started in April, and hopefully today it will be completed. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and ONCA 1674 is now assigned to the Education Committee. Item B, ONCA 1675, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, all those in attendance today. Reading in ONCA 1675, an act to amend ONCA's 1586 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Cultural Preservation, Arts, Heritage, and Language Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $92,914 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. And ONCA 1675 is hereby assigned to the Cultural Committee.
Next is ONCR 1631. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. Reading in ONCR 1631, a resolution to oppose the revised federal regulation increasing the number of eagles which may be killed without penalty under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Eagle Pay Permit proposed rule revisions.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1631 is assigned to Government Ops. ONCR 1632, Congressman Sukumar.
I'm reading in ONCR 1632, a resolution to request the question of T-Bands and to serve for Secretary of Interior.
Thank you, sir. 1632 is assigned to Commerce. Next is ONCR 1633, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, members of Congress, I'm reading in ONCR 1633, a resolution to approve amendments to the accounting fiscal management policy filed with the Clerk of Congress. Letting you know that I'm expecting an amended version of that policy to come over sometime today.
Okay,
I've been
you.
In discussion with Assistant Chief and Ms. Kirk and the Treasurer and Ms. Leeper.
Thank you. ONCR 1633 is assigned to Government Ops. Item F, ONCR 1634, Congressman Walker.
Speaker, members of Congress, reading in ONCR 1634, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of a self-governance contract with the Osage Nation and the United States of America through the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs for the delivery of program services, functions, and activities.
Okay, thank you, sir. ONCR 1634 is assigned to Government Ops. That moves us into item 7, motions and notices. I shall begin to share with you, my colleagues, that put these dates down, and I'll repeat these in, whenever we do have time. Is August 10th is a legislative drafting deadline to get your bills into, so we can get those drafted. August 10th is the legislative drafting deadline. August the 29th is the legislative filing date. Legislative filing date is August the 29th. Another couple of pieces of information for you that this coming Wednesday and this coming Thursday, these chambers are indeed reserved for the BIA and our Minerals Council, as they have a Wednesday meeting and then a special meeting come Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday, should we be in that area in that time, we'll have to make some adjustments. Any other motions, notices, announcements? Congresswoman Edwards.
The scholarship date for the students to begin applying to actually receive their funding is today. So it's pretty imperative that the scholarship funding levels be, that bill be passed through. If it's not, then I don't believe that they'll be able to start that process. We know we are behind. So it would be my request that we recess, and we're going to be hearing that bill for several hours today. I think we can get it out so that we could actually vote on that bill today at the conclusion of the meetings, so that we can continue forward for our students and let them start getting their tuition process.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just have a question about that notice. I'm unclear on what the deadline for our students is today. Can you help me understand that a little bit better, please?
In the handbook, it says that they can start inputting whatever it is that they need to input. It was going to be Friday, but now I believe it's today. So we can hear more about this in the committee, and we will. I've got Scholarship America and Trevor Piercy online to be here. But my point is, if at all possible, I would request that we recess until later this afternoon in order to process that bill, if we can.
Mr. Supernov.
Looking at the agenda, the only, it appears to me that the only committee that might be able to cut their committee meeting short would be my committee, Commerce. We might be able to address this resolution in a short period of time and have it over by 4:30.
Mr. Supernaw, I want to dip in here just a moment, and I am under the understanding that the gaming people are going to be here for a presentation today in your meeting.
Well, they didn't notify me of that. I called them last week and asked them to let me know, so I didn't know they were coming.
Okay, we just received word from them that they, presence would be here today.
All right.
That was called in this morning.
Scratch that, man.
So we're still in motions and notices, recognizing Congresswoman Buffalo Head first and then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, if there's not anything pressing and cultural, could we not move that meeting and then come back at 5 o'clock if it's that pressing to move forward? And then we would have time for engrossment and we would have time to vote.
Congresswoman Edwards, and I'm going to acknowledge Congresswoman Pratt for your thoughts on that as well. Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I would move to recess it till 6, or, I mean, that was the plan. So that would let everybody have their full time.
Congressman Walker?
Well, I don't mind getting a bill or two out of the way. I just don't see how not passing that bill today and let it go through a more of a normal process rather than expediting it would create any problems submitting an application for higher education scholarship. I mean, I can see it as a formality, but I don't agree that it would cause somebody not to be able to file an application.
Is this discussion? You didn't make a motion.
No. Okay. Response to Congressman Walker.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add something here to the conversation. That should we even move this through and be successful here in this room today, it'll go to the chief and he won't be able to sign it probably until tomorrow. Could be wrong, but going back, Congresswoman Edwards.
Actually, why don't I recess and why don't I ask to recess until 12:45, and then that way I can report the bill out at least, and then we can recess again. You want to vote on it today, so be it. I'm just repeating what the information I received from the chief. He wanted us to get this done as quickly as possible. I'm well aware that it's way behind. I don't know why, but it's a fact. So, to the extent that it can be, since it is a special session, we've got a rather lengthy meeting, to the extent everything can be hashed out in the committee, I think that would be appropriate. If you're not comfortable doing that and you've got something that you want to do on the floor, I guess, I mean, I can get that also, but certainly this is a little bit different from a 24-day session. So, without objection, I'll just move to recess until 12:45. That will give, if the bill comes out, that will give engrossment an opportunity to, well, that will give us an opportunity to see if it's going to move, and if it doesn't, then fine. If it does, then we can engross and be ready at 6 o'clock maybe to vote on it.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion, to recess until 12:45.
Mr. Walker?
Well, no, there's no second, so I'm waiting. I'll second.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Walker.
Well, the education committee is scheduled till 1, and there is a 30-minute gap between 1 and the 1:30 scheduled GovOps meeting. That seems reasonable, though, to read it in after we consider it during that.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Well, I certainly am not trying to debate against the merits of the bill itself, but I am against this this express treatment of the, of any bill unless truly the circumstances are extraordinary or damaging to the people to traverse it through in such fashion at multiple recesses and so forth. I haven't really heard for sure whether or not if it were signed or passed tomorrow that there would be anything damaging. I've not ever read or anyone quoted any requirement that says if the authorization is not passed, no application can be made. And maybe it is in there, and I don't know. Congressman Edwards has a better idea of what's in the handbook, but you know, unless clearly the whole process is frozen and nothing can be done or initiated or started, I don't favor this express treatment.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Madam Clerk, could you read the motion again and we'll vote on it?
The motion is a motion to recess until 12:45 p.m. Congresswoman Edwards.
Voice vote? It's not a voice vote?
I want to.
All right, yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Superman.
Yes.
Congressman Sherman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
No.
Motion passes.
So other than looking at your agenda and seeing we do have the Education Committee, Government Ops, Commerce, Culture, Appropriations tomorrow. You have that in print. We are now in recess until 12:45. Thank you.
No, but I just was informed that the Whitney is up and operational. But
thank you.
Did they say the winner's test is this?